Hello, this is Barbara Bird with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate who's running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Sushila Jayapal, who's running for US Congress District 3 in the Democratic primary. Congressional District 3 covers virtually all of Multnomah County east of the Willamette River, except the Central East Side. So, Sushila, please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yeah, thank you so much, Barbara. Hello, everybody. So I have lived in this district, the third district, for about 30 years. Brought my two children up here. They graduated from Grant High School. I'm originally an immigrant, was born in India, grew up in India and Indonesia before coming to the US for college at 16. And I entered public service some time ago because of the recognition of the sacrifice that my parents had made in sending me here. I have been a lawyer in this district. I have been a community advocate and volunteer, serving on the boards of a number of organizations, including our local Planned Parenthood clinic, and in fact, served on that clinic in 2000 when it became the first clinic in the country to offer medication-assisted abortion. So the fact that we are where we are now with that right in danger of being rolled back with the loss of Roe versus Wade is part of the reason I'm running for Congress. I have served most recently at the County Commission. I served through the pandemic with a, a complete focus on making sure that frontline communities got the resources that they needed in terms of healthcare and supportive care. And then more recently have focused on the crises of homelessness and addiction and public safety that we've been experiencing in the district. I've been able to deliver some really concrete solutions and resources to address those issues, but it's clear that in order to address them at scale and with real changes in our systems and changes in people's daily lives, Congress is the place where I need to go in order to be able to do that. And there's a range of progressive, bold progressive policies that I'll advocate for, just a few. I believe we need healthcare for all, which is a universal single-payer healthcare system in order to get profit out of the business of deciding our healthcare. I believe we need bold action on climate change, which is why every environmental organization that's endorsed in this race has endorsed me. I obviously believe that we need a national right to abortion. I've spoken publicly about my own experience with abortion as a way of supporting others who deserve and need that right and of advocating for it as an essential freedom. So that's why I'm running for Congress, to push big policies that can create real change in people's lives.
Thanks. And so, Sushila, what changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address that issue you mentioned of climate change?
Yeah, there are several, and I'm so sorry about the dog barking in the background. First and foremost, we need to move away from fossil fuels. That is the most significant contributor to climate change, and we need to phase out the use of fossil fuels and mo move to a green, renewable energy infrastructure. And as we do that, we need to create good-paying jobs for people. So simultaneously, climate change is an existential threat and a real opportunity. So reducing fossil fuels, increasing our energy efficiency in terms of existing buildings and infrastructure is key. And then also building resilience in the communities that are going to be most affected by climate change. We saw what happened during the heat dome a few years ago. We saw what happened during the ice of last year. And we need to make sure that at the neighborhood level, we've got resilience hubs. We're providing trees to create shade and reduce heat islands, and things like heat pumps to help people and households be energy efficient and resilient.
Okay, thank you. What, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
Yeah, the epidemic of gun violence that is sweeping across the nation and has been for some time is absolutely tragic, and we all feel that. We have got to take guns out of circulation in this country. So I would support common sense gun regulation, like universal background checks to make sure that guns aren't in the hands of people who cannot handle them. I would support a ban on assault-style weapons. There's absolutely no reason that those should be readily available to members of the public, as well as things like red flag laws, again, to make sure that guns are not in the hands of people who are going to be a threat to themselves or to others. And then there are also some technological possible solutions out there. For example, smart guns that prevent somebody who's not the licensed gun owner from using it. I think there are ways that the federal government could incentivize the manufacture and distribution of that sort of technology, and I would advocate for those as that as well.
Thanks. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Sushila Jayapal, who's running for the U.S. Congress in District 3 in the Democratic primary. How about this one? What, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights?
Yeah, again, another essential issue, and one of the reasons I'm running for Congress. Without a strong democracy, we can't do any of the other things that we know we need to do. So, in terms of voting rights, I would just a few things. There's much work to be done, but I would advocate for universal automatic registration. Oregon has led in this area, and I think the nation can emulate Oregon. So automatic voter registration nationwide, nationwide vote by mail. It has been a tremendous success in Oregon. It has increased access to the ballot, and we should take it across the country. And then the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which restores federal oversight over state voting rights laws. We've seen Republican, MAGA Republicans across the country rolling back access to the ballot, and the Supreme Court rolling back federal supervision of access to the ballot, and we need that back again.
Thank you. And just in the few seconds we have left, what role, if any, would you support in Congress to play in addressing income inequality in America?
Well, shared prosperity is one of my key platform planks. And again, so much to do here. Very quickly, in a few seconds, we've got to create a fair, a level playing field for everybody. We've got to amend our tax code so that the very wealthy and big corporations are paying their fair share. We have to restore and support the right to organize. Labor unions were key to creating the American middle class. And as labor has been weakened intentionally, we have hollowed out our middle class. So have got to re restore the right to organize and ensure living wages for everybody. And then a final category I mentioned, all of the services that allow people to work, universal childcare, paid family leave, elder care, the family and household supports that are required in order for people to hold good jobs. Those are all examples of things that I'll do to restore fairness to our economy.
Thank you so much. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Sushila Jayapal, who's running for the U.S. Congress in District 3 in the Democratic primary. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.